So if this happened in Pittsburgh, you'd all be up in arms. Drones the size of automobiles coming out in the skies when it gets dark. It's happening in New Jersey. People are not happy. What is this? I mean, it's strange happenings. Who's behind it? Who owns them? They're giant. Let's get a fresh update with Mike Daugherty with our sister station, KYW News in Philadelphia. Mike, there was a lot said about this yesterday. It's the second story on the national news. But nothing was said that would alleviate fears of Jersey residents who are still seeing these drones.
No, not one good answer came out. There is really no idea. No one, state, federal, local, nobody knows who's behind them, what they're doing, where they're coming from, where they're going. It's almost unbelievable that they don't know anything like this.
And you know what, Mike? You know, it's interesting that there was a Fox News version that that the Pentagon says it's not true. It's not true. There was a congressman from Jersey who said that these drones are being launched from a naval vessel owned by Iran off the shores of the United States, but nothing came of that, correct?
Yeah, so Congressman Jeff Van Drew went on Fox and said, hey, I've got these high-placed, high-ranking sources at the very, very top of government who tell me that it's an Iranian mothership launching these things and that this ship in Iran had left about a month ago and it's now outside off the coast of New Jersey. And it's launching these things on a nightly basis. And then the Pentagon yesterday came out and said, no, that's definitely not the case. It's not a foreign adversary, but it's not us either. So who is it then?
Who is it?
Well, they don't know. No one's telling us.
Our news chief here, Paul Rasmussen, you know, he and I were talking earlier today that could this be our own military and they're just not coming clean yet, but that was not the thing. They said no. But these drones are they sort of going back and forth over military installations in New Jersey? What?
Yeah, they're going all over the place. They've been spotted near military installations. They've been spotted near Trump's country club and home in Bedminster. They've been spotted near other infrastructure locations. They're flying low through neighborhoods. I have a friend who says they're popping up on her Ring camera, on her doorbell camera. I mean, that's crazy.
That is totally crazy. And Mike Daugherty from KYW is my guest. Mike, they're not small, regular-looking drones. These are as big as automobiles.
So I'm told. I haven't seen any myself. We're hearing that they're maybe the size of a small SUV, maybe 6-7 feet wide or so. I've been taking my daughter. My daughter is fascinated with this, so I've been taking her out at night doing little drone hunts. But we haven't seen anything yet.
Well, and they also have elaborate lighting, and so no wonder people. It's making people nervous. They almost, I'm going to say this, and you call me crazy or not, but I'm sure, Mike Daugherty, that you've heard this from folks there in Jersey, that they look like UFOs.
Yeah, they certainly do. Is that what we're dealing with? I'm more skeptical. I'm not a big alien guy.
I'm not either, but what is this?
Yeah, it's hard to say, and, like you mentioned, you were talking with your boss that is the military doing something and they're not telling us about it. It seems like the most obvious answer.
It does.
It seems like the most obvious answer is that they're up to something. They don't want us to know about it and they're not telling us. That seems to be the most logical solution, other than aliens.
Hey, Mike, I'll tell you why our news chief Paul Rasmussen and I said that is because yesterday. And you're aware of this. Some of the politicians said, shoot them down, get the military to shoot them down. And there was no response.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are we supposed to think here?
Well, so yesterday in my reporting, I was watching through a congressional hearing, and a couple of times this came up that there's a current drone law on the books that came into pass in 2018, and it's expiring December 20th. So it seems like there's a push to renew this drone enforcement law. There's a lot of confusion about the rules of engagement for these things. You know, the state police are saying, we don't know what we're supposed to do. The Coast Guard was saying, we're not allowed to shoot them down.
Wow.
And, but we won't. So I think some of this is, you know, they're trying to get a new legislation passed. Maybe they want to expand on the authority given to state and local police to handle these situations. But that wouldn't explain why there's drones everywhere.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
I know. Hey, Mike. I'm going to be checking back with you. We all will be. Thanks so much for the reporting.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Mike Daugherty, KYW. Merry Christmas. Have a great day. We'll check back with you. Mike Daugherty from our sister station in Philadelphia, KYW. If there were these drones the size of cars over Pittsburgh, you damn well better believe something would be, they'd be answering for it, as far as I'm concerned.